What's going on there, beautiful people? You're tuning into the best podcast of your day. This is Embrace the Light Radio with your host, none other than the great Michael Wilde II. Yes, I'm going to call myself great because you know why? I'm a champion and you're a champion too. You got to have a championship mindset because you know what? It's Monday and a lot of times money will knock us down. Ain't going to let that happen. You're a champion. Keep grinding. Keep pushing. But hey, I got a great story. I'm about to say great store. I ain't got no business. This ain't no business. I got a great show in store for y'all. We're going to talk about money. Yes, it's tax time. So I've been thinking about a couple of things when it comes to money in 2018. But we're going to get into that here shortly. Hey, let's get it. Embrace the Light Radio. Let's go. So the big news of the day, well, not today, it's ongoing, started back last Friday. We really could count it about a year ago, or a couple years, depending on who you are and what kind of political affiliation that you may have. Government shutdown, man, some of y'all may not be affected by this, but me personally, yeah, it hurts me. Yeah, I work for the government of some capacity. Some of y'all that know me, y'all know what I do. Those of y'all that don't, I do serve this great country. Won't be branch specific, but I do serve this country. And I was one of those that was classified as not getting paid, but still having to go to work. Now today, as of right now, it is getting close to 3 o'clock here in Texas. I am recording from the greater Dallas, Texas area. I am from Eastern North Carolina, but I currently live in Dallas. And the last news report that there was that there was no votes in the Senate that this government shutdown will come to an end. Thank God. Praise the Lord. But this government shutdown had me thinking, this is not the first time that I've had to face this kind of crisis. And I will classify that as a crisis in my career. It's been about maybe the third time or so. But it had me thinking, you know, when we don't get paid, you know what that means? You better have some emergency funds you can fall back on. And I'm going to get to it later on in this segment of the show about Dave Ramsey. And you know what I thought about? I should listen to Dave Ramsey a long time ago. But again, like I said, we'll get to Dave Ramsey in another segment of the show. But my thoughts about just everything that's taking place in regards to that is trust. And trust is a word where it can't be used loosely. It can't be used loosely. You can't be out here having a broke mentality. You can't. You just can't. If you want to be successful, you just can't have a broke mentality, nor can you depend on somebody else to take care of you and your family. Whether that be, you may go through some hard times and, you know, you may have to depend, you know, on others to help you through. There's nothing wrong with getting help. Now, there is a problem, at least in my eyes. There is a problem with getting help and the relying on that help to get you through. No, you need to be a grown man or a grown woman and take care of you and yours and do what you got to do as an adult. Now, there may be some kids listening to this radio station, this podcast, like I said, whatever you want to call it, that may be below the age of 18. And I will tell you, you need to listen to your parents because obviously that's biblical wisdom. You need to honor thy mother and father or whoever you live with. And yeah. But if you are over the age of 18 and you are able-bodied, you need to get out here and do what you can to provide for your family or for yourself. Stop depending on others to take care of you. Mommy and daddy, they did their job. I'm just being honest. This is just from my perspective. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just telling y'all the thoughts of Michael Wilde II. Anyway, but yeah, this government shutdown had me thinking, and it's like, you know, I am thankful to the good Lord above that, you know, they are the ones that cut my check on the 1st and 15th. However, at the end of the day, I still need to make sure my family is fed, and I can't depend on them solely. I don't need to depend on them. Moreover, I think about the fact that I have to trust God in each and every situation and stop trying to take care of things and to take control of everything. That's not having faith. like I said, it's just the thoughts of that's coming to my mind. God will humble me in certain situations. And government shutdown, you know what? God did have a way of humbling himself to me and saying, you need to learn how to trust me solely. Yes, the government does write you a check on the first 15. However, if it wasn't for me, you won't have the job that you're in. So be thankful. So, all in all, my thoughts this week is trust the Lord, him alone, solely, 100%. Be humble. And take care of you and yours. Those are the thoughts of Michael Wilder II this week. And yeah, straight like that. So who is this Dave Ramsey guy that you speak of? Great question. While we're talking about money today, Dave Ramsey is a guy that I got introduced to back a couple years ago. It was a small church I was attending, and the pastor talked about Dave Ramsey, and they was about to give a session called Financial Peace University. That title alone just had me wanting to do my research about Dave Ramsey. Financial Peace University. That, it just does not sound right. And I actually went through that course, and I walked away knowing a lot more when it comes to money. I did not complete the course. Some things came up, but I did attend a few sessions. So this is how Google will introduce Dave Ramsey. David L. Ramsey III is an American businessman, author, financial broadcaster, television personality, and motivational speaker. How Dub Deuce, meaning me, how I would introduce him is he's a great financial advisor, and he is very motivational, I must say that. Dave Ramsey, if you haven't had a chance to really do your homework and research about him, he is fantastic. And a lot of things I would have wish I would have learned in my teenage years, that's for sure. But he has what's called baby steps. And baby steps and how to get yourself together when it comes to money and personal finance. Baby step number one, save $1,000 fast into emergency savings. Cash. Not on that card. Nah. Cash. $1,000 fast. However you can get that money, legally and morally, obviously, get that money fast. Baby step number two, debt snowball. List your debts smallest to largest, except for the house, and pay them off. Pay minimum payments on everything else, except for that small one, and attack it aggressively. Budget and do what you got to do. I'm not going to get into detail to the rest of it. I want y'all to check them out and do your homework, but this is just an example of how Dave Ramsey is. And when I tell you, he really changed my life thinking about finance. And this year, I did say 2018 will be the year that I finally decide to listen to Dave Ramsey. I'm not going to just tell y'all to listen to him without doing what he tells me to do. But I have decided this year will be the year that I will actually go through the baby steps. I did actually go through baby step number one. Had some issues come up. It seemed like when you try to save money, something ended up happening, ended up pulling that money away. But this will be the year that Dave Ramsey, I promise you, brother, I'm coming through. And it's time. It's truly time to get finances together, because there's no way we can go through another year, and this is for everybody, and be in debt and owing people. And that leads me to just the verse of the week, which is Proverbs 22:7. The poor are always ruled by the rich, so don't borrow and put yourself under their power. That's out the Message version. I'm going to read it as well, the ESV version. The rich rules over the poor, and get this now, and the borrower is the slave to the lender. The borrower, slave to the lender. I know we've came across a time where slavery does not exist, but it's still very much alive in today's culture. It's just not being advertised the way that you think. A lot of us out here are still slaves, and we're slaves to debt. And we got to pay this debt off, y'all. be wealthy, be prosperous. Prosperity gospel, I can't get with that. I'm just being honest. Can't get with that prosperity gospel. That's fake news. But I'm going to tell you what's real news, being wealthy. Don't you think for 1 second that God wants you out here broke. Nah. He wants us to be wealthy. He wants us to give and give abundantly. You know, Jesus gave his life. And man, God wants us to do so much more with our money. Besides just get paid to pay somebody else. Come on, y'all. We got to do better. Do better 2018. Say it with me, y'all. Hashtag debt free 2018. Let's get it. So my last and thoughts before we end this podcast, and I want to encourage you all this week, and I'm speaking to myself as I encourage y'all, is we have to change the world. We have to change the world for God's glory, not for our own, but for God's glory. Let me tell y'all this. God created the heavens and the earth. Don't get this twisted for one point that this land that you walk on is owned by Satan, because it's not. It's not. Now, he is very dominant into this world and he has a very strong presence. Don't get that twisted. He's out here deceiving people every single day. He's out here breaking things up, causing havoc, wreaking destruction. That's what he does. Now, let me tell y'all what we know, what you're supposed to do. We fighting for the kingdom of God. And we're not supposed to conform to this world. We're not. Stop being a camouflage Christian. Stop being a camouflage Christian. God is changing your heart and he's asking you to do some things and to turn from some old habits that we still, for whatever reason, want to hold on to. God is saying, I got something bigger for you on the other side, and you need to let this old habit go, because this old habit is really holding you back from what I've called you to be. And I need you to make an impact in your community in a major way. But until you throw this old habit out the window, I can't give you this responsibility. I just can't. So don't be a camouflage Christian. God has called us to a greater purpose. We must fight the good fight. What's the good fight? To win souls for Christ. How do we do that? There's no one set formula how to do it for every person, because God has given us gifts and talents that some people just don't have. It's unique to you. So you use your gifts and talents for God's glory, and he will, through the power of the Holy Spirit, change people because of your gifts and talents that he's blessed you with. So don't discredit what God has given you, small or large. Your ministry is your ministry. And what God has called you to do is what God has called you to do. Do it to your glory. Whether he's giving you a little bit or whether he's giving you a lot. No matter what, glorify God with that. Don't run away from your calling. Don't run away. That's what Satan wants you to do. I don't know if y'all know John 10:10. But the devil, he come to steal, kill, and destroy. But guess what? Jesus Christ came so we may have life and life more abundantly. We often forget that second part. We often know that first part. We forget about that second. And, you know, Satan just wants us to have a life full of turmoil, a life where it's just unfulfilled. We feel just... We're just tired. We're living life, but we're not living life. Our life is not life-giving. It's life-taking. That's what Satan wants. He wants to take your life. He's out here committing homicide to folks every single day. But guess what? There's hope. There's hope in Christ. Because he wants to give us life. Life more abundantly. Christ is life-giving. And in that, we should be life-giving. Life-giving to others, despite whether we like them or love them. Doesn't matter. Love thy enemy. Love your neighbors as thyself. That's what the word tells us to do. We gotta live this world out. We gotta live our purpose out, y'all. Stop running from it. Embrace it. Embrace it. Just as this show is entitled Embrace the Light Radio, we have to let folks embrace the light. They may want to run from it, but guess what? God's love is something we can't run from. Hey, y'all, it's Michael Wilde II. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Tell some friends about this podcast. Make sure if you listen from iTunes, leave a review. And y'all, I love y'all so much. And to the midweek motivation and inspiration, man, I love y'all. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.